This is Peoria's Hidden Treasures on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jenny Lyons. We are continuing our fall exhibition previews today at Exhibit A Gallery in Peoria Heights. The paintings of Don Kettleborough are on display throughout September. Kettleborough is known for his Trump-loyal style, his paintings that fool the eye. He makes objects look three-dimensional. A violin hanging on a wall looks like you could put your hand out and grab it. Kettleborough taught art at Peoria High School for 16 years before deciding to devote all of his efforts to creating art in a variety of forms, including wall and ceiling murals, where larger-than-life-size tropical birds fly through a country club, and tropical foliage abounds in the foyers of majestic residences. He also enjoys painting portraits. His favorite is of Nancy Reagan, which is part of the Eureka College collection. Kettleborough lives in New Orleans most of the year, returning to Peoria during the summer. For his show at Exhibit A Gallery, he says he is preparing an unusual body of work. Also in September, the studios on Sheraton Gallery hosts works from more than 30 artist members of CHOW, the Central Illinois Artists Organization. These artists, painters, sculptors, glassmakers, photographers, printmakers, and textile artists initiated First Friday gallery tours in Peoria several years ago, inviting visitors to tour their studios and watch them work on the first Friday evening of each month. They also arrange several group shows at different locations in the city during the year. The title of their September exhibit is Hot Chow. In late September, an unusual exhibit of prints opens at Heuser Gallery on the Bradley University campus. It's called Envisioned Worlds, Lithographs from the Hoax Archives. The Hoax Archives are a collection of imaginary archaeological, medical, and zoological objects created by Beauvais Lyons, a printmaker and professor of art at the University of Tennessee. The Archives is a parody, wrote a reviewer, which challenges everything we think we know about science, history, and art. It's a form of science fiction, says Heuser Gallery director Aaron Zelfro. The Hoax Archives' elaborate invented works are seen in the artist's lithographic prints. The artist has done more than simply pull off a prank, wrote a critic. He has also raised important questions about our willingness to accept what is presented to us as institutionally sanctioned fact. If you are paying attention, the exhibit should make you laugh and think. The last weekend in September, the Peoria Art Guild hosts its 53rd annual Fine Art Fair. Artists from around the world submitted work for consideration in this nationally recognized, highly ranked art fair. This year, 150 artists from 30 states and 4 countries were selected to show their paintings, jewelry, leatherwork, wearable art, mixed media pieces, glasswork, and sculpture along Peoria's riverfront. The Fine Art Fair is an especially interesting and universally enjoyable opportunity to view works and talk to the artists. Next time on Hidden Treasures, we will preview several other fall exhibitions. Peoria's Hidden Treasures is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois, exploring works of public art in the Peoria area. For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Chani Lyons.